everybody, and welcome back to the Saturday Morning Podcast. We bring on different guests, and I thought this week we'd bring on Adam Cook. And you say, Colin, who's Adam Cook? He's the athletic director at White House High School in East Texas, just right outside of Tyler, Texas, White House High School. And what now, why would I bring Adam Cook on? Well, he's the athletic director now. He used to be the football coach, and that's where Patrick Mahomes became a star, or at least that's where Patrick Mahomes' career started. And Adam Cook, who, by the way, I met Coach Cook at the Super Bowl on the set in Miami. Wonderful guy. So let's start, Adam, with this. So you are the football coach, and talk about your program before Patrick Mahomes. How, were you guys any good?
Yes, sir. We had a very good program here, and we're known for throwing the ball around.
Yeah.
A lot of the offense and things that we did would be similar to some of the West Coast offense stuff that you look at.
Yeah.
It was a very similar, same offense that we ran with Patrick. And we had two All-State quarterbacks before Patrick. Both of them played Stephen F. Austin. One was Brady Attaway, and the other one was Hunter Taylor. And so we did. We had some successful players here. Had a top receiver here that went to play at Oklahoma. But when Patrick got into the offense, it really kind of changed, just like what he's done with everything when he got with Cliff and what he was able to do. And, you know, you mentioned the Super Bowl, and that's kind of what you and I talked about was, you know, all of these different sports that he played and how it's influenced his play. And so to answer your question, yes, we were good, but Patrick took the offense to a totally different level numbers-wise, you know, what he was able to do with extending the plays and all. And so it was very fun and very exciting to watch him do what he's doing now on Sundays. He did here on Friday night.
Now, he was a baseball player first, right? So was he raw? Was he skilled? But just did you have to sandpaper a lot of his game down?
He was, you know, but I'll be honest with you, Colin, I didn't do that a whole lot just because you've got so many kids that throw. And, you know, the quarterback gurus are going to talk a lot about arm slot and, you know, a lot of different things that you're doing, watching his footwork. And, you know, I didn't ever want to overcoach kids. So each one of those quarterbacks was a little bit unique and a little bit different. The thing I would say with Patrick is that, you know, he's so smart. He understands the game, the arm strength, you know, those things that he has that are visibly, you know, you see the athleticism that's there. As far as like sanding him down and doing things like that, I remember one of the biggest things we talked about with Patrick was, look, man, you got to get that clock in your head set and know like when to give up on a play and run out of bounds or when to throw that thing away. And that was the big thing, you know, there with him, you know, because I wasn't going to overcoach him and do a lot of things with the throwing motion because the time that we had to throw and work in football was so limited because not only, Colin, did he play, you know, baseball, but he was a heck of a basketball player, too, and started here for us as a freshman as a point guard. And, you know in that contract I was reading, they're going to limit some of his athletic stuff that he's doing. I'm sure that basketball was a lot of it they're going to limit.
So it's interesting. Did he have – I mean, some of it's just genetics, right? His dad was a baseball player. Did he have the quality of arm? I mean, did you know immediately, wow, that's an NFL arm?
Yeah, you know, I tell this story a lot. You know, with the two quarterbacks that we had before, I can remember going out and throwing, and we'd always throw across the field, and we'd always long toss. And I was a baseball coach, too, you know, and, you know, in high school sports in Texas, you're going to coach multiple sports.
Right.
And so baseball was one thing that I coached and believed in long tossing and getting, you know, and that's how your arm gets stronger. And, of course, with his dad being a baseball player, that was an easy sell with Patrick.
Yeah.
But with all those guys, we would just get each on the sideline and throw it across the field. And I don't ever remember a day where Patrick in high school couldn't throw it over my head or out throw me. The other two guys, I can remember when they couldn't. And so you always saw that arm strength that he had. And, yes, he's always had a cannon of an arm.
Now, his dad was a baseball player, and maybe as delicately as you can talk about this, a lot of times when dad's been a pro athlete, they really hover over the sons, but it seems Patrick's very joyful. I don't see his dad, you know, I don't see his dad, you know, hovering over him. At least I haven't seen the video of it. But, you know, when dad's a pro athlete, and then you get his son sometimes, Adam, you know, the dad wants to be instrumental in that coaching thing. Was that the situation, or was dad more, you know, here he is, he's a good kid, coach him?
No, I mean, dad was he was there. Now, mom and dad were not going to miss a game. You were going to see Pat and Randy at every one of his games. They weren't going to miss one. But he was never, ever coming around saying, Coach, you need to do this with him. Very supportive. Very hard on Patrick. I mean, you know, it was very interesting to watch him. Now, coaching him in football was one thing because you're on the field and, you know, what mom and dad do, you don't see a lot. But whenever we would transition into basketball season and baseball season, I did get to see that. And watching his dad in the stands in basketball as a young freshman, and we've talked about this. Pat and I have talked about it before, kind of watching him, the process. He seemed to be really hard on him as a freshman. I mean, very, you know, he's down on the court. I mean, right there as close as he can get past the end of the, as close to the game as what he can get. But yet hard on him, and then it seems like he started to transition into his sophomore year where he wasn't as hard on him anymore. He didn't have to do those things. But no, Colin, he was never in here telling me what he needed to do, just very supportive. I mean, his last football game we lost in a 65-60 shootout, and his dad comes up to me at the end of the game and thanks me for, you know, coaching his son. And, you know, I mean, just he was a great model parent for what you needed, where he was going to hold his son to a certain expectation and standard.
Adam Cook is the athletic director at White House High School. He was the high school football coach of Patrick Mahomes. What kind of student was he? I was a quarterback in high school. Quarterbacks get a lot of attention in high school. Doesn't mean they're liked. Was like Patrick the kind of guy that was going to dances, that was like jovial? People liked him. He was a good hangout guy.
He was. You know, he was you mentioned classes where you started. So he was an A student. He was just as competitive in the classroom as he is on the field. And him and his buddies, they were all played together. They played football, basketball, and baseball together. They were competitive with each other in that classroom. One thing I would say is Patrick is just kind of a magnet. Everybody's kind of drawn to him. You know, I think as he's gone through this process and people have, you know, he came on your show early, you know, when he's going through the draft and he's meeting with Gruden. The more you meet him, you sense that. So I think in you meeting him, you would look back and think, man, he was that guy that everybody was around. And he is. He just, everybody likes him, you know, but he's not the guy in the hallways that's sitting here talking and not getting to the next class. You know, he's got his pants up. You know, you're not having to get on to him about dress code and stuff like that. He just always was on top of things and very businesslike, but very well liked by his peers and his classmates.
Now, so he goes to Texas Tech. So during the recruiting process, Coach, you could see how talented he was. You know, Texas Tech is not quite the program of Texas or Texas A&M or TCU or Oklahoma. Some would argue Oklahoma State. So were you surprised that Texas Tech is what he chose?
You know, during that process, I guess I got to say that none of us really knew what he was going to do. I mean, you know, you always had that fear. You know, you were always, I say fear. You're just wondering, like, all right, is he going to go baseball? There's all this anticipation with it. So I think going through the process, I knew that everybody liked him. I was very I guess upset. I mean, there's no other way to say it. I just couldn't understand why people weren't offering him. I think that each program, they'll have to answer those questions for you, Colin. I can't tell you why they didn't see what we saw. I think because you see how he extends the play and he does so many things that maybe are unorthodox.
Yeah.
You know, against everything that the quarterback gurus say, that, you know, that's why people kind of passed on him. I know that, you know, at TCU at the time, they had lost a baseball player. You know, he got drafted. And so when you get burned like that, I think it's the experiences of what they had. But, you know, Cliff saw real early, and so it's always about relationships, Colin. And so, like, once Cliff saw him and had got hold of that film, he thought, that's the guy that I want. And so I wasn't surprised in that respect once I saw, you know, how Cliff was very clear about, hey, you're the guy we want. You're the guy we think can take this to the next level. Of course, he had Johnny Manziel and kind of played with it there, you know, the ability that he has. And he just saw, hey, man, this Pat could be something special. And then on top of that, knowing the intangibles of Patrick and what kind of leader he is, I mean, I was kind of upset that people weren't offering him. But you know, everything works out for a reason. I think that, you know, Cliff did a great job of helping mold him and get him to where he was. And it's just everything just kind of lined up for Patrick.
So as dad's a major leaguer, you obviously saw Patrick play baseball. I mean, there's been a lot of – Johnny Manziel was a baseball, Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes. They all end up doing football, perhaps because football's a free ride and baseball often isn't. So the economics certainly could, you know, there's a lot of free football scholarships in America, and there's not nearly as many baseball scholarships. So for whatever reason, he chose football. So let's start with that. What kind of baseball player was he, and why do you think he chose football?
All right, so he was a heck of a baseball player. I mean, Patrick played all three sports. If you asked our trainers, you know, hey, Patrick, which one's your favorite sport? She would tell you, our lead trainer, Jane DeLorme, she would tell you, it's whatever season we're in.
Right.
And so the trainers, for those people that are around locker rooms, understand there's a lot of stuff you hear and goes on in the training room. And, I mean, they come in here, and I'm like, I don't want to hear any of that stuff, you know. So there's a lot of talk that goes on in there. And so they see the kids in a whole different, you know, aspect than what we do. And so she says that whatever sport they were in, that was his favorite one. He was a heck of a baseball player. He could have been even better at baseball if he had just done baseball, you
right.
know. And so watching him play football, you know, you always know, right, he's never had a real off season where he's been in there doing a lot of weightlifting just because he's in that next sport. And so, you know, I mean, you're working around games and things like that that he has. And so he was a heck of a baseball player. And could be playing professional baseball player today if that's what he chose.
Yeah.
My personal opinion, O'Connor, is he chose football because there is no other position. You played it. I played it in high school. I was never that. But there's nothing like playing quarterback. And I feel like the quarterback position for Patrick highlights everything about him. I mean, as far as those leadership things. Now, baseball, I mean, I love baseball.
Yeah.
But the dynamic leader of a quarterback is unlike any other, you know, sport out there in the way that you lead them. And I think that's why he chose that. You know, watching him on Friday nights, and I've been quoted as saying, you know, you could see that light that first Friday night when playing Sulphur Springs in this rain. He's battling against Ryan Cheatham, his best friend, at that quarterback spot. He kind of wanted it. And for me, Patrick was good, so I've had to, you know, answer those questions. Well, how do you miss it? Well, no, it was about the competition. And his best friend, who was playing quarterback at the time, was pretty good too. And so, you know, but that night when he won that position and all, you just saw that light in him of this is what I like, that Friday nights. And I think it's that position for him is what he's loved because it allows him to be the leader that he is, all those intangibles that he has. He loves the pressure. He wants to be in that situation, and he wants to do it with his teammates too. And so, you know, if I'm at the plate or if I'm making a throw, it ain't – I mean, it is a team sport, don't get me wrong, but it's not the same as football. And it takes Kyrie and Kelsey and all those guys a little bit of time to figure out how to play with him and not give up on a play and, you know, all right, man, there's never a dead play with this guy. But once they do, man, what he does out there is very, very special, and it's fun to watch.
Adam Cook was his high school football coach, Patrick Mahomes' high school football coach. He's now the AD at White House High School. So when he gets drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs, Adam, did he call you? You probably called to congratulate him. Did he know much about Andy Reid? Did he know much about where he was going?
Well, he didn't. Let me start here first. So Patrick, when he did get drafted, you know, he ended up having a draft party here at home. And he did that because he wanted people to be there. And so I have no idea, you know, I look back and, man, I was there at the draft party when he was there and was actually standing beside Cliff when it was happening. And Cliff's kind of telling me, you know, about all these different teams. And as soon as you see the Bears do what they were doing, he's like, man, I think the Chiefs are fixing to get him. And Cliff had like a different insight there. I don't really know what, you know, he had, what relationship or what knowledge he knew of Andy Reid. But, man, it's been a beautiful you know, relationship now watching those two and seeing them over there on the sidelines. And I wonder what Patrick's telling him when they got that little clipboard or that iPad they're sitting there looking at. And so it's been fun. I really don't know what all he knew of him, but it's been fun to watch them develop that relationship.
You know, all the players you've had recruited through the years, I'm a college football fan. Has the recruiting process changed? I mean, it was you had the next superstar in the NFL, and you were surprised that he was really a sleeper recruit, which does surprise me because I figure every rock now gets turned over, right? It's with YouTube and stuff. It is, I mean, maybe Patrick Mahomes is the last great sleeper recruit. Has recruiting changed that much? I mean, it is remarkable that he didn't get more offers.
It has changed. I think that since, you know, Patrick kind of, you know, when he got drafted and then kind of all the hype, and it just seems like there's constant hype around here. There's something else that he's doing, and, you know, now it's the contract and all that stuff. It has gotten to where I think people are going to make sure that they don't miss anybody here at White House. You know, with high school sports, it's so cyclical when you have these groups that kind of come through, you know, and there are perennial powers out there and teams that, you know, do it year in and year out. But it's not every single year the same teams are winning, and it's kind of cyclical and stuff. But I do think that they will be here. I think social media has totally changed, you know, a lot of that and what they're doing. It's just like anything else, though, Colin. You know, there's recruiters out there that are really good, and then there's some that really aren't, and they just kind of go off of what, you know, somebody else saw. You
right.
know? There's the argument of kids running around a cone and getting all these stars, and then they go somewhere, and, you know, he wasn't a big five-star recruit.
No.
So, you know, I think that, you know, that's going to be something that we're always going to watch because it's so subjective, you know, and then, you know, you got to wait for the season to come up to see who was right and who was wrong. And, you know, hope you didn't have any injuries and all you guys stay healthy. But it has changed a lot. You know, funny recruiting story I'll say is that, you know, for me, these coaches changing jobs and stuff. I remember Coach Meacham was up at Oklahoma State. Well, he took a job at Houston. I get a text from him. Well, I didn't know where he was at, saying, hey, we want to offer Patrick. You know, I go into a team meeting. I think we had practice that day, and I go and tell the guys, hey, Oklahoma State offered you. Well, then the new OC at Oklahoma State's calling me or texting me, wanting to know, hey, Coach, I just wanted to see the mix-up here because I'm not on Twitter at that time, Colin. I don't know what's
yeah.
going on. And so Houston had offered them. So I start calling all of our news media, hey, can you guys help me out, Oklahoma? And it was funny, and Patrick just kind of took that thing in stride, you know. But, yeah, a lot of people missed on him, and, you know, I think it's – not only are they looking at the recruiting, but I think they're looking at the position different, Colin, and maybe the ones that looked at what he was doing and saying, oh, man, you can't do that.
Right.
Maybe they're now a little more open to what he was doing
yeah.
and looking for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Texas has done great. Texas has Mahomes and Breeze and Kyler and Stafford and Dalton and Foles and Tannehill, Baker, Jarrett Stidham. Outside of Patrick Mahomes and all your years coaching, who is the best quarterback you saw, played against, or saw besides Patrick?
When I was coaching at Sulphur Springs, we played against Stafford. He was a good one. But I got to say, probably the best one that I had seen was Brock Berlin, that was over at Brock Berlin, that was at Evangel Christian. And he was pretty doggone good.
You know,
Evangel
Berlin.
Christian there in Shreveport, yes. Josh Booty was another one that
yes.
played there, and Evangel had some great ones. But Brock Berlin was one. He's standing back there in that gun about 7-8 yards back, and he's slinging it around. And he was probably the best one as far as throwing the ball and all. But Patrick is just kind of that total package because
yeah.
he has it all. I mean, he's got, you know, and Kyler, you know, you didn't mention Kyler Murray. You mentioned him earlier about the baseball, but he's another one now with
yep.
the mobility and all. But hands down, the best one I've ever seen was Patrick Mahomes, no doubt about it. So I'll be clear about that. But I'm telling you, Brock Berlin was pretty good. He ended up going to Florida.
Yep.
But he was a good player.
Yeah. Adam Cook, congrats on getting the AD job at White House and being part of the Patrick Mahomes story. You went to the Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl. Cliff Kingsbury got you an extra ticket. We met you there in Miami. And I love hearing high school coaches are the angels of my life. They're like my surrogate parents. And Adam, I just thank you for the time and effort you've given to Patrick and all the kids down at White House High School.
Well, thank you, Colin, for having me on here. And I'll say this. I mean, Patrick has done great things, but as someone, you making that comment about your high school coaches, to me, that's probably the greatest joy I get is seeing him and now the ability to try to help inspire. Now, again, I'm not coaching. I'm just the AD. I'm coaching coaches now. But, man, just what Patrick's done to help us. I mean, you look at the times and where we're at with the pandemic, everything else that's going on, there's a lot of good things out there. And, you know, we need some hope. And Patrick helps those coaches, man, be able to point to someone and say, hey, man, there's the guy. There is a guy that you can follow. He's not perfect, man. He's going to fall down, but he's going to try to do everything right.
Yeah, boy, he's a good one. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks for having me on, Colin.